Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
They're in the computer?
This is getting out of hand.
Wow!
Strange things are afoot.
Only a potato!
Listen. You smell something?
Hello and welcome to the Clear History Podcast, the podcast where we go on the internet, we search a bunch of shit, and then we quickly clear history because we're not sure if corporate is listening or not. I'm your old pal, Steve, and with me as always is...
They're not listening, they're watching, and I am hot hands banging.
Yes, the IT crowd might be present, I'm not sure. Our special guest today is Katie B!
Whoop whoop! Katie.
And we're going to start off the episode with a little bit of Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Shooters.
I thought you were going to say Jim Beam Consensual Bourbon, and I was like, yep, it's pretty
Jim
good.
Yep.
Shooting it.
Let's do it. Whoa. Gross.
Oh.
What do you have for us today, Steve?
All right.
Steve can't take shooters. He's a little bit.
I don't know. I've been drinking whiskey a lot, but it doesn't
help. No.
It doesn't taste.
Doesn't
any
help that you're a baby
better.
Back bitch either.
Got him.
I am a pretty good drinker.
Good job.
Today I have a topic that you might not see coming. It is some wonderful weapons of the Nazi regime. So we're going to start off with one really crazy one, and then I'm going to talk about a couple of other ideas.
Wait, Nazi weapons?
Nazi weapons from World War II. So... there is this thing called Die Glock, which means the bell. It was a secret Nazi weapon developed by top German scientists at the time. This is a large bell made of hard, heavy metal, 2.7 meters wide, and 4.6...
Metal!
2.7 meters wide and 4.6 meters high.
I don't do the metric system.
Yeah,
okay,
can you convert that, please?
Let's see, 2.7 meters, that's... like six or 7 feet wide, and 12, maybe 14 meters high.
It's fun to watch you do math in your head.
You just said
14 feet high. Sorry, 14 feet high.
Good, sure.
All right, I'm gonna accept
a meter is roughly a yard.
Yeah.
Anyways, it contained two counter-rotating cylinders filled with a violet mercury-like substance called 525. When activated, it had an effect extending 100 to 200 meters.
In yards, please?
300 to 600 feet.
Mm.
300 to 600 feet.
Boom.
I was about to say that.
Death bell.
Fucking the effect that it had was in this zone that it made. Crystals would form in animal tissue, blood would gel and separate, and plants would decompose into a grease-like substance. Five of the seven original scientists who were developing this died during the experiments. There are ruins of a concrete structure called the Henge that they believed served as the test site for this device.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And researchers believe that Die Glock also had anti-gravity capabilities.
Whoa.
Bullshit.
Many believe...
call bullshit.
Many believe this was either a working time machine or an anti-gravity machine. So there's...
bullshit.
There's a lot of... people don't really know what this was, I guess. Many speculate Die Glock ended up in a Nazi-friendly South American country... Argentina.
Yes.
Which
we talked about before.
Oh my goodness.
Excuse me, Argentina.
Bless you.
Can I make a side note real quick dealing with Hitler? Because
please,
my
do.
Grandmother, who I wasn't very close.
That is not a side note that you normally hear.
Yes.
Can I make a side note dealing with Hitler real quick?
Please do. Okay, so my grandmother, who I was not very close with, she was...
was Hitler?
Hitler. No, she was dating this guy.
Was Hitler.
Who we went over and we met him at his abode, his house. And
thank you.
Because you guys are fucking idiots. You don't know what abode means. But
so it's like, was it floating? Was his abode floating? His abode?
It was a boat. But let me say, his abode. We met him. My brother and I went over there and met him, and he was wearing bowling shoes.
Okay.
Gross.
Like 65 or 70, whatever. And
okay. 65 or 70 bowling shoes. Paint me a picture.
Years old, you dipshit. I'm just trying. I'm painting you a picture because this guy was weird as fuck, and he made the argument with me that Hitler was the most intelligent man of our kind.
That doesn't really.
And you were like,
matter. Even if he was, super smart, it doesn't really justify anything that he did.
Well, he was like talking about how Hitler was a genius, and I was
but
like,
but he was real smart though.
Talking about how Hitler was a genius, and my argument back was, you're wearing bowling shoes, not ironically.
Yeah.
Was he going bowling, or had he just been bowling?
No, we were at a family
Here's
party.
The thing, with bowling shoes, you should only wear them in the bowling alley, or else you're gonna.
How far can that guy be?
It ruins them.
Anyway. Dipshit.
Back to Death Bells.
Hitler was not a genius. Go ahead.
He was what most people would call a psychopath.
Thank you.
Okay. Now that is on the planet, you're okay.
Death Bells.
Many speculate that it could have ended up in Argentina.
Okay.
Or possibly been brought to the United States as part of the Operation Paperclip.
Which right.
I'm sure you guys are familiar with.
Yeah. If you're not, then you need to look it up.
Well,
because
I'll just do it real quick. Lots of Nazi scientists were brought into America and helped us form NASA.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
Does this make anyone else think of a Metalocalypse episode?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
I would watch that.
Did Nazi scientists successfully build a time machine? Or a super weapon? Or something to resemble a UFO?
I've seen Hellboy.
We don't know what really happened.
I'm inclined to agree.
In April 1945... Hitler ordered the deaths of 62 scientists working on this project, which is the reason why it's wrapped in all these, you know, conspiracies and disinformation and people, you know, researching and being skeptical about the whole project. So that's that. I have a couple more things.
More things.
Other great Nazi ideas.
That's a great new segment, Steve.
You know what?
Other great Nazi ideas.
Well, I love it, and frankly, I don't give a shit.
Hey-o. One, the curved rifle.
Ooh, that's what I called it last night.
Hey-o. The bouncing bomb. Now, this bomb
also
would...
called it that last night.
The bouncing bomb, you would drop it out of an airplane, and then it would bounce... it had like a motor in it or something, and it would bounce on water until it hit the target.
But Jesus?
Like that Futurama episode.
Yeah.
I think when I saw the picture of it and I thought about it for a second, and it reminded me of Donkey Kong when you throw the barrels. Because it looks kind of like a barrel.
Ah, okay.
Death balls.
Then the sun gun, which is a huge reflector beam that you'd use the power of the sun to vaporize things.
It's so bright.
Magnifying glass, but giant.
It reminds me of Dr. Evil.
Yes.
Manned bombs, which...
Manned bombs?
It's called a kamikaze.
But instead of being an airplane, it'd be mostly a bomb.
Mm. Do you remember when we went to Hy-Vee and that 85-year-old woman told me how to make a kamikaze?
One time, I went to
Ivy.
No, she was Russian.
Oh,
and
like
she was just
shot?
Like, my husband died and I can't make any money, so I work at Hy-Vee. I will tell you how to make kamikaze.
I will tell you how to make kamikaze.
It's like vodka and lime juice, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I also tell you how to make Molotov cocktail.
That one's got rum in it and something else.
The Great Gustav, which is 155-foot long... 1,350 ton long.
What? It's a little
long. Sorry. 1,350
ton long.
Heavy.
Great.
Tankerino, which would shoot 11-foot shells.
I've seen bigger.
There's also evidence of a ball tank.
God, which is like a lot of like phallic references in here.
A spinny boy, I would assume.
A spinny boy.
And you spin around and it's a tank.
Like a weaponized BB-8.
There is a vampire, which was an infrared gun that you could use at night.
Gross.
Okay.
That was actually pretty plausible.
All right.
And then, of course, the death ray. An actual death ray. An X-ray shooter.
A fat cadaver.
This is when they were developing X-ray technology, and you could shoot it at things, and you could disable engines and kill pilots with radiation.
Sweet. Interesting.
So, that's
these were all, like, hypothetical Nazi weapons.
These are not necessarily hypothetical, but...
probably pretty hypothetical.
Things that they were trying to develop, and then we're just like, actually, we're just going to kill you guys, and then... The war ended.
All I have to say is this is out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Up top.
Time for a commercial break.
Time for a commercial break. Well, you will learn about how to find a very nice tracksuit.
Does high-quality, low-priced tracksuit interest you? Are you a fan of durable and comfort? Well, in luck are you. We sell only best tracksuit online today for you. Visit tracksuit-me.com today and use promo code for great saving. Limited time, so act now.
Is yours about sodomy?
Yes. But only slightly. Welcome to the Worldwide Hollerin' Festival.
Oh, boy.
So this wonderful Southern tradition originally was called the National Hollerin' Contest. It was first held in 1969 in Spivish Corner.
Like, literally, all the time. 69 just comes back, and it comes back, and it comes back.
It should be called the 69 Show.
Should be called the 69 Show.
We should think about rebranding. Anyway, first held in 1969 in Spivey's Corner, North Carolina. That's Sampson's County. And the town boasts a population of 448 people. So originally it was a fundraiser for the Volunteer Fire Department, and it was meant to promote the lost vocal art of hollering. That's H-O-L-L-E-R-I-N apostrophe.
Oh, so like
no
like,
N-G on that.
Not like hollering at, you know, trying to get some tail.
No, it's like actually a thing.
What are you hollering for?
Well, just wait, Steve. All will be revealed.
Oh my.
So, hollering apparently originated in Africa, and then the tradition was carried over with African-American slaves. Eventually, it became a means of long-distance communication in the rural South before widespread availability of phones and electricity and, you know, people couldn't get a hold of each other. Unless they just literally screamed out into the void and hopefully somebody heard
them. Don't come back home.
Like, exactly. So, like, when my mom would be like, Tina, call your brother in for dinner.
And then she'd be like, go. That is exactly it. She's a natural. We should enter her into the competition.
There we go.
Of course, this is yet another musical genre that was corrupted and stolen by the white folks.
Goddamn white people.
Goddamn white people. Well, the competition ran for 47 years until 2016 under the moniker of the National Hollering Contest.
Is it done?
Well... when the initial contest was canceled in 2016, a former junior champion named Robbie Goodman revived the tradition under the name the Worldwide Hollerin' Festival.
Ooh, Robbie be good.
Robbie be good, man. Yes, indeed. So, the contest has adult divisions and junior divisions. Adults compete, kids compete. And the contestants must demonstrate their best interpretation of one of the four distinct types of hollering.
Oh.
Yes.
So there's pink hollering?
Like, there's technicalities to this bitch. The first one, functional, serves a purpose.
Example.
getting the attention of somebody who's very far away.
You gotta tell them something. Holler because it's time for dinner.
So does this have anything to do with Gwen Stefani?
I don't think she approves of this because she says she does not holler back. Number two, conversational. You gotta send a message. Say you see your neighbor.
You're like, girl, those
a country mile away.
About a country mile a day.
Yeah, and you want to holler out a good morning. A good morning holler.
And we
good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's conversational. Or good afternoon. Or it's dinner time. Hey, yo. You gotta send a message. Number three is a distress call. And it sounds like a human car alarm. Like if you were to mimic when you hit a car. Yep. 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 Yeah. Yeah. One of those things. And it's meant to alert surrounding people of impending doom.
Yeah. SOS.
And then the number four type of hollering is expressive. And it's just for fun.
Oh, just for fun.
You just feel like hollering. Feel like shouting into the void.
Shouting.
Feel like expressing yourself a little bit.
Throw your hands up and shout.
Woo! Throw your hands up and shout.
Yeah. Shout. Some notable past winners. Miss Sheila Fry, 10-time winner.
No, sorry, you said that wrong. Miss Sheila Fry.
Miss Sheila Fry, 10-time champion. My personal favorite, Mr. Tony Peacock, 6-time champion.
Is it Tony P, period, and then cock?
No, it is Tony space Peacock.
Oh, okay.
Like the animal. And I plan to marry him someday.
Oh, what?
Nice. That sounds yeah. nice. If you're yeah. listening, Mr. Peacock.
I will be Mrs. Holler and Tony Peacock by the end of 2018.
Hell
you mark
yeah.
my words.
I'll be at that wedding.
And then our good friend, 2-time winner, Robbie Goodman, who, if you recall...
Robbie be good.
Spearheaded the revival of the festival in 2016.
Very good.
He's
a good man.
Some of these winners have appeared on late night shows with Johnny Carson and David Letterman. Ooh. And as recently as Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
There's
some wonderful YouTube clips out there that you should absolutely listen to at
like
full
I have
volume.
Listened to a few
you probably
of them.
Have. So unfortunately, despite their best efforts, the 2016 reboot of the Hollerin' Festival failed to save the struggling
Damn.
Tradition.
Dang.
2017's festival was scheduled, then postponed, and then eventually canceled, and no current plans have been made for 2018.
Oh, so our listeners...
Until now...
Oh, as I was going to say...
Hot Hands Megan...
There's an opportunity.
My old pal Steve, right now, we're going to have our very own hollering competition.
Right now?
Yeah, you
right
got to pick one of the four types.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your type?
Super
Steve,
crazy.
You're first.
Calling in for supper.
Calling in for supper? Okay.
God damn it. I'm the one with children.
You can do distress.
Am I going to do it right now?
Yeah. Ready? Let's do it.
Your mom's going to be so... Okay.
That was beautiful. That's pretty good.
Repeat that 3 times.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to say anything?
X3. No, okay, alright, so that was Steve, and here's Hot Hands Megan with her...
I'm sorry for you people at work listening to this on your headphones, but here we go again.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Is it, like, interpretive?
Yeah.
You can do whatever,
whatever
you
want to do.
Whatever you
want to
do.
Whatever
you want to, but you have to tell me which category you're in.
I want to do distress signal.
Distress.
Oh,
okay.
No, distress.
Yeah. Alright,
distress signal.
It.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Are you ever project that really loud?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Steve is the winner because no one would hear that and you would definitely die in the field.
Fuck, I was given a Wookiee call.
Let me...
Nobody cares about the attack on the Wookiees.
Let me give you...
Everyone cares about the Jordan attack. Keanu Money cares about the Jordan attack on the Wookiees.
Well, he's dead. He got killed. Order 66, bitch.
Let me let the man, Tony Peacock, show you how it's done.
Okay. Oh, see, I can't do that.
I feel like I could do it. This is another guy.
I feel like we're limited to your laptop speakers right now.
Insane. I can't.
Is that a tornado?
Yes.
I love it.
No.
I'm a bigger fan of this than Die Glock. Right now.
All right, so.
This is going to be like, he's going to, this is going to be his new thing.
I know. When you're bored at work. No, when you're bored at work, you can practice your hollering, or you can play some of these clips.
When Megan's dog, Goose, escapes, he jumps the fence, right?
Holler at him.
We need to teach him this, like, just like, fucking
Goose!
I don't know if we've talked about that, but my dog is named Goose. He is not, he looks like a goose, too.
He's a dog.
But his name is Goose.
She also has a goose named Dog.
Yes,
it's very confusing.
Very confusing, but it makes sense after a while.
Anyway, please listen to these videos at full volume in your cubicle and see how long it takes for your coworkers to come and check on you in concern.
Sunday, come on down to the 15th annual whispering competition at the Vicks VapoRub Arena in Coitestown, Mississippi. Bring your best wispy, quivering tones for a night filled with near silent delight and fierce competition. Do you have an eye for whispering? Audition now to compete by posting a video on Instagram. Use the hashtag WhisperingEye. Get your entry in now before the competition. Hashtag WhisperingEye.
Alright, so far we've covered Nazi weapons and hooting and hollerers. What do we got in the rear with the gear?
In the rear with the gear, let's talk about sex.
Baby.
All right. So
I made that joke earlier.
We recently had somebody ask on a video about a reciprocating saw if it was a good toy for fucking his wife.
What?
Do you think a reciprocating saw is a good toy?
Can you please first explain what a reciprocating saw is?
It goes in and out. Blade. 1.5 inches at a time. And
it's a blade that will cut
3,000.
So basically he was like talking about, how can I murder my wife in the most terrible way, but stabbing her in the vagina many times?
No, but you could put a dill on the end of it.
Okay, so here's my thing. I was like, wait, people actually do that with a recip saw? What? So I did a little research.
We actually did have a very good client that would order recips for that.
How do you know that?
Daniel told me.
All right.
He would fulfill those orders.
Yeah, he would.
Hey!
Well, you know, being the curious...
not that anybody knows what we do for a living.
Curious cat like I am. That's why they call me Whiskers. I found out in...
She'll be killed soon.
2009 in Maryland,
two lives to go.
27-year-old woman... they did do just that. They put a dildo on a...
Wait, they killed her?
Listen to this. They put a dildo on a reciprocating saw blade, right?
On the blade.
Right. Literally, they took the blade.
No, you don't use a blade.
They took the blade. They put the dildo. They just put the dildo on the blade. And they just went at it.
That's why they call it saws out. It'll saw... through all, even a dildo.
Even a dildo.
Yeah, so needless to say, she had to be medvaced.
Yeah.
Out. She's fine, apparently. But the blade saw...
Her husband says she's never been the same.
Her puss has never been the same. I guarantee. The blade sawed through the plastic, and I'm pretty sure... I mean, she had to be medvaced. It was so bad. You want to try a recip saw as a dildo? You know what? That's fine. I'm not kink-shaming you. You go ahead and try it. But for like $50 to $60 on Amazon... you can get an adapter for your Sawzall or reciprocating saw called a Shagzall. Which uses a vacuolock system, which can attach to your dildos, and you will be safe without cutting your pussy in any sort of... or your ass.
Necessarily.
No. You can buy cheaper ones. You can buy, like, an Amazon Basics one for, like, $12, but don't do that.
Does Amazon Basics do that?
No, I'm just saying, like, that quality, like, that price.
Okay.
don't.
It's like got the little logo on it, Amazon's basics.
No, it's like...
Yeah, there's actually that push button that you can get.
You're like, Alexa,
you got Alexa, reorder my dildo adapter, please.
For my Zazzle. I need seven more Shagzalls.
And then your kids just keep pushing that button over and over again.
You're like, I don't have 17 saws, babe.
I have 14 saws in the mail.
Good thing I have 18 anuses. So.
Yes. Anyways, you can, if you want to be safe about it, for... I don't recommend ordering anything super cheap when you're inserting it. Whatever. We'll talk about that later, but there you go.
She was telling me that earlier today. She's like, if you're going to put it inside you, you should probably make sure it's good quality.
No, I was like, if it... What did I say? If it costs less than a meal, you don't want to put it inside your ass.
A case of beer.
Yeah, if it costs less than a case of beer, do not insert it anywhere.
Anyway.
Because well, there are
fingers
no
fingers are free though.
There are no federal regulations on like quality. Like, okay, you can't like buy baby bottles that have BPA in them, but you can buy a dildo with BPA in it and you're gonna put that in you and cause you cancer.
Well, where's the federal dill division?
I would like to start it. That's my
Thanks,
dream
Trump.
Job.
Trump. What the fuck are you doing?
I wanna try to start that company department.
Entity, and get it certified.
And get it certified. Certifieddildos.com.
Festra.
Let's do
the
it.
Federal Sex Toy Research Association.
That's what we need.
But so anyways, I got on this track of researching other weird sex toy incidences.
Great.
And one, I don't know if this constitutes as a toy, but one I came across was in North Carolina, a gay couple. They were experimenting, as we all do.
Fuck.
And they decided that they should mix enema fluid with cement mix.
Oh, no!
And the younger one of the two laid flat, lifted his legs at a 45-degree angle, and they inserted it via a funnel.
No!
And it...
Keyword fun.
Oh. And it...
It's like a sawzall. It's a fun all, right?
So it expanded.
Oh, no.
Of course.
And As he had should. To have it... 4 hours later, they were
took a rotary hammer to it and broke it down.
They were in the hospital because, that's
if
not.
If your
right.
cement enema lasts more than 4 hours, please contact the local emergency authorities.
Well, Sean was talking about how his son put rocks in his ears.
Yeah,
you should put rocks in your ears. Shouldn't put rocks in your asshole either.
My point is, there are a lot of devices out there. Whatever you're interested in. You can be safe about it. But another instance was there was a 6-year-old man admitted to a hospital with a perforation peritonitis.
Mm.
Or in layman's terms, some serious ass damage. And for those of us who aren't doctors. And basically they couldn't decide what was wrong, so they said, oh, it's a spontaneous occurrence, you're probably fine, and they sent him on his way. 1 year later, the same man...
He sent him on ass way.
Same man came into the hospital. Same came. Hospital. He came in it with complaining of stomach, abdominal pain, bloody diarrhea. He couldn't walk because the pain was so intense.
Aww.
They found a glass bottle inside of him that he forgot he inserted a year ago into his asshole.
I was about to say, it was just like, where was
ever?
That glass bottle?
In his butt.
How'd you poop ever?
I don't know.
How do you poop around a bottle?
I don't know, guys, but there are
countless... For a year!
There are countless pictures of x-rays. I mean, the people have all these random...
Why didn't they x-ray him first?
Because they were like, oh, you're fine.
What's going on?
We might refer to our friend Salt and Pepper, and he might have pushed it real good.
Push it. There's you can go on the internet and just search this stuff, and there's so many weird pictures of x-rays of people having random stuff.
Hot Wheels.
In their, Hot Wheels, toy dinosaurs, fidget spinners,
I cut you off? You already had that written down.
Yeah, there's one chick that you can go, she actually tried to hide a loaded gun in her vagina. She successfully did, but they x-rayed her. Yeah. And then if you've ever seen, have you ever seen one?
Prison pocket.
Have you ever seen... Ever seen One Man, One Jar?
No.
Have you seen that one? It's one of those shock videos, and it's just like a mason jar, and it's this guy.
Is this like from Garrett's episode?
No, I'm talking about stuff I've seen, and he...
Stuff that went up your butt?
Yeah, he shoves a jar up his butt, but it breaks while in the process.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about that guy that died from fucking a horse?
Yeah, that's pretty awful, too.
That, too. I don't have nothing to add besides that. Just
of course, I'm not. I'm not trying to kink shame anyone at all, because whatever you're into, I don't have an issue with it. It's great, whatever. But if you want to have sex in a different way, in an odd way,
and then different.
Guess what? You can, and you can do it safely, because there are so many products out there for all of you that you don't have to shove.
Oh my god, is this a commercial? Are we being sponsored?
Yes. last time I was at the local sex shop, I casually mentioned, oh, that's a large butt plug, and out of nowhere, a sales associate materialized and said, oh yes, that is one of our best sellers, and let me just elaborate that the butt plug was about the size of, like, a half a football.
What?
No, okay.
Oh, that's too big.
Like a third of a football?
Like a hockey puck?
Like from the tip of the football to the white line before the laces. It was about that size and shape.
That's pretty wide.
And he said that was one of their best sellers. And you know what? Those are available.
Anal play is great. That's whatever great. You're into.
That's great.
But... you know, you don't have to... my point is, you don't have to shove weird objects inside your body.
There are products.
There are products out there for you.
That's true.
But you also said to not buy the products that are...
Well, okay. We'll get to some of those caveats. Here are my biggest things is, if you're going to... you're into different things, if you want different things, you have a couple of rules for yourself. Don't buy cheap stuff because it's made with weird... plasticky stuff from China that's not regulated, that's probably not good for you. You know, don't buy the weird stuff because... Not weird stuff. Don't buy the stuff, the cheap stuff that's not regulated because it's like...
well made.
Right, you want to buy stuff that's free of BPA and all that stuff because it'll cause cancer. You don't want to die of cancer because of the ass plug you've been using for 7 years, right? You know, it's not a good thing. Also, make sure that whatever you do buy, if you're going to use it for anal play, it has a flared base, right? Because all these things are getting lost
Everybody loves flare.
They're getting lost up inside you. Have a flared base. Yeah. That's it.
Make sure you have a lot of pieces of flare.
Yes, just like an office space, because we don't want it to get lost inside you. But, you know, there's things out there. If you want a big silicone anal plug in the shape of a bunch of grapes, guess what?
They got it.
They got it.
Woo!
Fucking internet. What a beautiful place. You can not only listen to Clear History Podcast and support our sponsors, such as TrackSuitsForYou.com.
And AdamandSteve.com, you know.
AdamandSteve.com, Steve Beer Review. You also have weird butt stuff.
Listen, guys, we'll have links in the show notes to all of these products. Don't you worry. Click on the show description, and we will take you to safe and reputable ass play items for every women pleasure that you might possibly even ever have.
But yes, it's absolutely true. So I'm just going to... I'll put these on the Instagram and on the website.
Yes!
There are the weird grape anal plugs.
Oh, great plug.
That actually looks...
she showed me that earlier.
Look like a bunch of grapes. I mean, like, would you guys try it?
Possibly. Yeah, let's do it.
Stuff like that has come out of my ass.
If you subscribe to our Patreon, you can get a video of us trying the great butt plugs.
No, you cannot.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Our Patreon is actually really expensive. It's $35 a month.
You have to pay for basically all of our butt plugs, but then we'll send you some videos.
You have to sign a non-compete form.
Oh my god. All right, so we got on this topic the other day when we were driving about, because of the whole sex toy thing, about weird sex toys, because I was like, well, it's, you know, just look at some weird stuff. But if we'll show the screenshot on Instagram and on our website, but when I Googled weird sex toy, you know, shopping comes up on your Apple iPhone?
Of course.
Oh, fuck.
Came up with a really cute looking sheep.
Oh.
It says cute. It was like this cute furry sheep, and the title was Gentle Ew Ride On 42 Inches Sheep Cost $428.94. It's a sheep fucked off. Yeah.
Wait, no. Oh, no.
I like it.
I'm not going to clap for that.
But.
Wait, maybe I'll clap for it. So an actual sheep
is being sexually harassed.
Can I ask you guys a serious question?
Yes, please.
How does a Welshman find a sheep in tall grass?
No, goddammit, I don't know.
Why?
Irresistible.
Oh, God. I love it.
But I was looking at weird sex toys, obviously, and one of the ones I came across was a pocket pussy that was filled with some weird gel beads.
Put some gel beads in there.
Okay, but it was disguised as cup of noodles.
No!
Yes, cup of noodles.
Yeah, she asked me if I wanted that one.
Yeah.
My birthday is already passed, so.
I also feel like it's probably not high quality enough to put your penis in. Not much with this stuff shocks me. It's like, whatever. But one of the ones I came across was called the Splorch.
Mm. It sounds like a Star Trek alien.
Yeah, let me just put this out there for you.
It's or like a Rick and Morty fake thing.
A 10.5-inch length in length shaft. A 9.5-inch circumference.
No.
That's a little too wide.
Okay, that's a big boy.
So circumference, though, not...
Dildo.
Not...
And, like, instead of a normal shape on top, it's got this, like... Like a U shape.
Okay? Like a Sailor Moon?
Like a Sailor Moon on the top of it. And the reason it is because it's an ovipositor.
What is that?
It's designed for all the Xenomorph fans out there who love the idea of alien eggs and being impregnated. Okay? So the Splorch is stretchy enough to expel a chicken egg-sized gelatin egg out of it.
What?
Okay, I got a GIF for you. It looks like this.
A gift or a GIF? GIF. Oh, there it is.
So then it expels these eggs out of it.
We could probably use that for Easter, though.
As a woman, and then you expel them back out. There's a lot of Pornhub videos about it, and I'm kind of disturbed.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, it comes, you know, you buy this dildo, this one's probably too big to ever feel comfortable, but it comes with a 6-egg mold, which you could probably make some jello shots with, so it might be worth a purchase, I'm not really sure yet.
No, but like for the Easter egg hunt, you know, you can just layer by the Splorch.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much, like, I don't want to, like, kink shame or
anything
like
that. I mean, you know, it's got practical everyday uses, too.
I thought that one was weird, though, because it came with an egg mold. Not because it shot eggs out of it, but because it came with the mold. And I'm like, dude, that's kind of weird that it comes with the mold.
You know, it's multi-use.
But you can, you know, there's this website called BrutalDildos.com, and you can buy dildos on the edge of brass knuckles. There's all sorts of stuff. There's such a cool stuff out there.
You know, the internet has something for everybody.
It does, something for everybody. That's
pretty
neat. My favorite, like, I mean, there's so many. Like, I'm not gonna, there's so many that you can't even get into them all, but they're,
can't get into them
all. Oh, boy. But the one that I really liked the most, well, there are two. One that I really liked was called the Footlong. It's called the Footlong Stroker. And it was a pocket pussy that was encased in a hot dog molding.
What? That seems counterintuitive.
I will show you pictures. Oh! And I'll post them on the Instagram, but it is a giant fake hot dog.
I love it.
Like a plastic hot dog, but it's got the pocket pussy inside. So if you've ever wanted to fuck a hot dog, it's out there and you can buy it for like $19.99.
Wait, is that too cheap?
That's so cheap for like a giant.
Is that too cheap for your
wallet? I kind of want to buy one just to put on the shelf. It's kind of cool. Mm. It's giant.
But how do you explain it to your kids?
It's pleasurable.
It's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog. That's my hot dog sculpture, children. Enjoy.
Mom, why does it open up on both
sides?
Don't
ever touch it.
That one is super weird to me. And then also the vibrator that buzzes to the tune of Christmas carols.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that. It's for holiday spirit.
Well, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Ding dong bell, ding dong bell.
We all get a little horny sometimes. Are you like me? Do you need a solution to fill your ass, but you're short on cash? Try AdamandSteve.com. They deliver low-cost, budget-friendly sex toys to your local Greyhound bus station.
G'day, I'm Adam Stevensburg, founder of AdamandSteve.com. I started this company because I was tired of breaking the bank to get some spank. And I know you feel the same, you horny bastard.
Having one.
I have personally tested every product we have. And trust me, their big man certified.
You heard it straight from the whore's mouth, folks. Cheaply made, guaranteed to satisfy, adamandsteve.com. Visit today for 5 cents off with promo code CHEAPFILLINGS. That's CUCUMBER. Promo code CHEAPFILLINGS.
Sit on every day in the office.
All right, and I got your fast facts today. Number one. We all know that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon, but did you know a total of 12 people have walked on the moon? And number two, Charles Lindbergh took his first flying lessons in Lincoln, Nebraska. Capital city, Nebraska. Number...
Doubt it. We're all just like skeptics.
Doubt it. No, I think that's cool.
That's cool.
Check this one out.
Cool.
German chocolate is named after a guy named Sam German, not Germany.
Interesting. Okay.
Like the, take that. The cake?
German chocolate?
Okay. This is like an anti-German episode. We don't like Nazis. Germans are fun. I like Germans.
Thanks.
Number four. A buttload is an actual measurement. A barrel of wine or whiskey is called a butt. Or a full butt. Horizontal refreshment.
Oh, God.
Was a 19th century slang for sex.
That was also my nickname in college.
Ayo. Horizontal or old horizontal.
Horizontal whore, refreshment.
Whore with a WH.
And I got an extra one.
Okay.
Six. In Queensland, Australia, it is illegal to own a pet rabbit unless you are a magician.
Ooh, wee.
And I think, Katie, did you have a fun fact?
Fun fact! If you want to buy a brand new copy of Pokemon Stadium 2 on Amazon, it will cost you $399.
Yeesh.
I have one.
So, cherish that.
Cherish that.
Additional search terms.
There we go. Additional search terms.
Additional search terms. Number one.
You have to say it in normal words.
Additional search terms.
Number one.
It's number one.
Clean Air Asia nose hair.
What?
Clean Air Asia
nose hair. Is that one of those
no context.
Terms? Is that one of those search terms
no.
that you gotta put...
No context.
Do you have to put, like, plus signs in between each space?
Just type it up.
Okay.
All right, number two. Argentinian Nazi farts.
Argentinian farts. Nazi farts.
Yes. And number three, the Piggly Wiggly dildo.
Oh, my. I hope that has nothing to do with the grocery store, the Piggly Wiggly.
I will show you pictures later. I might post them on Instagram. But the Piggly Wiggly dildo, you're
Piggly
welcome.
Piggly Wiggly dildo.
All right. Thank you, Katie, for coming on. Thank you, all the listeners, for listening up. If you have some time, please give us a positive rating on iTunes. That'll help us out a lot. Thank you, Katie, for coming on to the show.
Woo!
We had a lot of fun. And tune in next week for another interesting episode.
Or slightly boring. We're not sure, but you know what? We're drunk and we don't give a fuck.
Check us Woo! Out on Instagram and...
Clear Your History Podcast.
Check it out. And thanks for listening again. And bye.
Bye.